Thank you all. It is time once again now for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Steve Bradley from Davidson, North Carolina.
Hey, how are things in North Carolina?
Things are very good. It's springtime, and the grass is grown, and everything's beautiful.
What do you do there?
I am an engineer. I work for a flooring company.
Mm-hmm. You make sure that they stay firmly on the floor.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. Well, welcome to our show, Steve. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Steve's topic?
Good luck with that, okay?
There are just some things you can't undo. You can't turn a pickle back into a cucumber. You can't unscramble an egg. But despite all this, we recently read about someone trying to undo something that is long past done. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about people trying to turn back time. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Well, first, let's hear from Adam Felber.
When the Absolute Vodka people ran that controversial ad in Mexico last month depicting an idealized map where Mexico still owned the southwest and Pacific coast of the United States, the ad's defender said it was clearly all in good fun. Not so fast, amigos. The Take Back Mexico League, or El Club de Reclamar Mexico, has announced a 700% increase in membership since then, and this week they filed suit in U.S. federal court to reclaim for Mexico all the territory lost in what they say were the illegal wars of the 1830s and 40s. Things will definitely be different if they succeed. For instance, 60% of the world's Taco Bells would suddenly be south of the border. The Minutemen will have to make do with patrolling the new border fence near Boise. And, of course, Mexicans will be outraged at Americans coming in and taking their jobs in Hollywood and Dallas. League President Victor Rojas says he's aware that his chances might be slim, but, quote, imagine if we succeed. It will bring a whole new meaning to Montezuma's revenge.
A group trying to unfight the Mexican-American War. Your next story of someone wishing they had a Wayback Machine comes from Paula Poundstone.
The plans for the birth of Saucony Chocolate Massey, granddaughter of producer-director Ivan Reitman, were big. Family and friends were flying in from Paris. The nursery mural was hand-painted and the reality TV show was negotiated. But when the baby arrived, happy and healthy, 2 weeks earlier than expected, China Reitman Massey tried to put it back. When obstetrician Dr. Wendy Wax told her it couldn't be done, she threatened to sue the doctor and the hospital. She wouldn't breathe when I told her to, said Dr. Wax, and she kept trying to suck the baby back in. I never saw anything like it. She said the show wasn't ready to tape yet and kept screaming at the nurse to get the birth on her cell phone. 2 days later, Liz Okonyaki answered an ad to be a surrogate for Ms. Massey. I thought I was going to carry her eggs. But she actually was asking me to be implanted with a newborn. I said no. No one would help me, claimed Ms. Massey. Now my TV show is ruined. Stuff like this always happens to me.
A woman trying to take her baby back, as it were, because the TV show wasn't ready to go. Your last story of an attempt to close the proverbial sardine can after the sardines have escaped comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
When a fella comes from an old family on the Greek island of Lesbos, he wants to be able to say, I'm a lesbian, my dad was a lesbian, and so was his dad before him. He wants his high school teams, boys and girls respectively, to be the fighting lesbians and the fighting lady lesbians or lesbianettes. And nobody's saying not that there's anything wrong with that. That is why three Lesbos islanders have filed suit to enjoin a Greek gay rights organization from using the word lesbian in its title. Let them visit Lesbos and get married and whatever, said one of the plaintiffs. But as it is, my sister can't say she's a lesbian.
These are problematic, I agree. All right. So, Steve, here are your three choices. From Adam Felber, the story of a group who believes that through a lawsuit they can take back most of the American Southwest. From Paula Poundstone, the story of a Hollywood woman who was so eager not to have her baby that she actually tried to un-give birth to it. And from Roy Blunt Jr., the story of how the people of Lesbos, an island in Greece, have filed suit to keep gay people from calling themselves lesbians. Which of these is a rearguard effort that probably came too late?
Well, I like the European spin of Paula's answer, but with Cinco de Mayo right around the corner, I think I'm going to go with Adam's story about taking back Mexico.
All right, that's your choice. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone directly affected by this real story. Listen closely. This person does have, in fact, a pronounced accent.
A person from Athens is an Athenian. A person from Creta is a Cretan. And a person from Lesbos is a lesbian. I am a lesbian. And whenever I say it in England or in the States, or to some friends, when I say I'm a lesbian, they laugh at me.
I can't imagine why. That was Stratis Panagos, a resident of Lesbos, an island in Greece, explaining that, yes, people do laugh when he proclaims proudly that he is a lesbian.
You know, there is a very highly respected university on Lesbos.
What is it called?
It's the University of Lesbos, but it's just amazing how many people are just lesbians during college.
Anyway, Steve, I'm sorry. As you have no doubt figured out, it was Roy who had the true answer of about the island of Lesbos. You did not win, but you earned a point for Adam for his rather frightening story of the Mexican group trying to take back the American Southwest. I'm sure wherever Tom Tancredo is, he's probably ran out the door to stop it already.
Very good. Maybe I have a new vacation destination.
There you go. Well, good for you. Thank you so much for playing our game.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.